This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast. Support your favourite LGBTI community radio station by heading over to Joy sponsor Audible. If you visit audible.com.au/joy and start your free trial, Audible will also give you a free audiobook just for signing up. audible.com.au/joy.
Joy 94.9, in partnership with Living Positive Victoria, proudly presents this World AIDS Day highlight, recorded earlier at the Doherty Institute.
I'd like to introduce Christabel Miller to speak next. Christabel joined the Living Positive Victoria Board in 2014. In the last year, she has broadened her governance knowledge and become an outstanding spokesperson for younger people living with HIV. She is a member of our legal working group and, as a director, continually broadens out the discussion to ensure that our organisation is both relevant and accessible to women and young people. She grew up in London and comes from a part of society where HIV and AIDS is never acknowledged. A truly life-altering event has led her to engage with our community and change things for the better through sharing her lived experience of HIV. I am privileged to know her as a friend and to have her as a fellow board director. I'd like to introduce Christabel Miller.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Christabel. Some of you may know me, some of you may not. Do I have HIV? Now, don't get shocked. For today, I'm going to say that I don't. I'm not holding it. It's not in my pocket. It's not in my handbag. I don't exhibit it. It isn't an entity that any of us can point at right at this moment. Having HIV gives it weight. It gives it authority. One has to make room for it and give it an identity. It gives it power. And then for everyone, it makes it terrifying. Living with HIV is an entirely different story. I promise. I know, because I live with HIV. The reality is that I came to this country at 20 years old. In a year, I unknowingly came into contact with the HIV virus here in Melbourne. And a year after that, I was diagnosed by my GP as being HIV positive. I was 22, and HIV was now there with me too. For those that can't imagine the trauma that follows from this diagnosis, I will spare you, as I'm not going to describe it for you. I had HIV and wished, quite honestly, that I would just slip away quietly like the wind, without anyone noticing, as if I had never been here, never taken a breath, or known what it was to be alive. This is how I feel when I have HIV. I'm frightened of being discovered, frightened that people will find me disgusting. It takes up space. It is every other thought in my mind, and all useful energy goes into dragging it around and trying to cover it up with just a smile. This is what it feels like to live amongst stigma, lack of education, and the isolating hubris of people who truly believe that things such as this don't really happen to those that matter. There is the slight notion that one opens the door for HIV to walk into one's own life, that we are complicit in our own transitioning from negative to positive. I'm here this World AIDS Day to firmly remind you that viruses do not have a conscience. Unlike us, they don't discriminate against race, religion, sexual preference, age, or gender. Recently, in a public space, I was asked by a near stranger how I got it. And I told him, with a smile, that I wasn't going to give him an answer, because the implication was, well, was it my fault or not? Do you think it was my fault? And does that affect how you think I should be treated medically or otherwise? On World AIDS Day, we have to reignite the passion, keep pushing education, and make ourselves visible to insist that it does not. Now, living with HIV can offer quite a different reality. A far more productive, capable, and giving back to your community kind of reality. This is when it exists equally with every other part of me. I live with it, it's on my side, it's on my team. I'm not frightened of it because it's not defining me. People around me are educated, and to quote Sarah Jane on the radio recently, it's boring. This is the holy grail of existence for HIV-positive people, just being able to carry on like normal. But it would be impossible for us to get there without the virtual goldmine of expertise, and talent that exists in Melbourne. For those that hold the power today, I'm going to ask you to look a little closer to home for a moment. Please do not underestimate what it takes for me and for Will to stand up and speak in front of you today. This can be viewed as empowering or resilience building for someone living with a chronic illness, but I'd like to remind you why. Across the globe, people with HIV are viewed as a subspecies, guilty, victims, sufferers, culprits, and criminals. Their bodies are regarded by the law as a harmful weapon. We fade away like Freddie Mercury. It is only remarkable that I'm standing up here today because it is so unusual, because all the odds are against me. If you enable the stigma, then people like me are not supposed to get up and give speeches in front of people like you. Fortunately for me, it's not just me up here on my own. Behind me, like guardian angels, which is why you can't see them, are standing incredible doctors, genius professors, stigma warriors, unwavering advocates, devoted lawyers, support networks, and safe space providers, comrades in arms, forces to be reckoned with, and kindred spirits. This is an example of the invisible support that goes into helping HIV-positive people, to stay people and not patients. It is not predetermined whether one copes or not after diagnosis. It is because of the remarkable individuals that are amongst us today who pick us up, dust us down, see us first as human, and then lift us back up to fight another day. We must recommit ourselves to these standards and continue to support the unprecedented expertise that exists in Melbourne today. Their collective knowledge has got us to setting down the gauntlet for the beginning of the end of HIV and AIDS. The rest of the world is playing catch up with them. They are the gold standard, the benchmark setters. Wouldn't we all like to help them to continue to lead the way? One thing I'm afraid of is people going into 2016 not knowing that a person living with HIV who is accessing treatment, and especially so if they are able to access it early in their diagnosis, has all evidence pointing towards improved health outcomes, fantastically normal lifespans, and vastly reduced risk of onwards transmission because it is virtually impossible to detect the virus in their blood. With this, we all have the opportunity for once and for all to get to zero. Zero AIDS deaths, zero new transmissions, and zero discrimination. In recent times, over 1,000 people are newly diagnosed with HIV in Australia each year. This is actually a stabilization of new diagnoses that can be attributed to the doubling of HIV testing rates and, importantly, to earlier access to treatment. The strategic timing of antiretroviral therapy, or START, has caused a shift in the model used to treat HIV. People do not have to become unwell, ever, before they start taking direct responsibility for their health. They become educated and therefore fully equipped both mentally and physically to never pass on the virus. This is how you stop something that has only ever proved to be unstoppable. Uniform access to treatment across this vast Australian landscape is paramount, as well as the swift letting go of prehistoric beliefs like that HIV is only reserved for gay men. We must continue to highlight the communities that need extra attention and more nuanced forms of care and support. The first people of this land, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, who have sensitivities far different from our own and are often in more immediate need of services. Culturally and linguistically diverse communities who may not even be able to disclose to their partners or children for fear of repercussion. And the trans community, which has been recognized with great support here in Melbourne. And also women with HIV in Australia. It's as if we form the last bit of the picture. We're like a mystery, that even when you're looking right at us, you still don't believe we exist. We form a tiny minority within the Australian epidemic, yet the one that will most often be accused of making too much noise or taking up too much space. If we treat just general women with such unknown and lack of visibility, how can we possibly change things for those in more marginalised communities that I've just mentioned? For positive women, World AIDS Day is a chance to highlight the impact that HIV has on women and to remind people that globally, women carry the disease burden of the HIV epidemic. We are also more likely to be treated with violence, and that is extremely pertinent here in Australia. There is so much work to be done to reduce the discrimination and deep isolation which occurs for women living with HIV. Do not let the smiles of the fabulous women here confuse you. We are just so adept at making others feel comfortable. Everyone's needs are different, but Melbourne seems to me to be the one part of the world that has the resourcefulness and the might to meet them all. World AIDS Day reminds us to keep going and to push as hard as possible for the exceptional Australian response to the HIV epidemic to continue. To work on framing it through a diverse lens that is gendered and culturally sensitive so that women can be recognised as a priority population in their own right in Australia's National HIV Strategy and the Victorian Implementation Plan. Do not let the medical profession lose momentum. Do not underestimate the impact of treatment on an individual, and do not overlook the resilience and ability to love by those who have known trauma and carried on regardless. My pledge to those who have gone before me and lost their precious lives and precious loved ones to HIV and AIDS is to live with courage at every moment, to shout in the face of discrimination at every opportunity, and go loudly into the future, bringing everyone with me. Thank you.
Today is December 1, World AIDS Day. For more interviews and highlights, head to joy.org.au.
We rely on station sponsors to help keep us on air, online, and on demand via podcast. You can support Joy sponsor Audible, and they'll keep supporting us. Head to audible.com.au/joy now. You'll support Joy and get a free audiobook. audible.com.au/joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.